Joining me now is our guy Kyle over at Six and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber, also across the lake over in Rouse's Point. They're online at sixandstuff.com. And Kyle, very happy Monday. How are you?
Happy Monday. I'm probably the coolest now that I will be all week, so I will I'll take this. I'll focus on right now.
Yeah, talk to me about some of those cooling mechanisms there, from portable ACs to window ACs to box fans to hoses. You've got a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, so, I mean, we did touch in the last couple of weeks on the air conditioners and the fans, so we still have a bunch of that in stock, ready to go. They were moving pretty good today. People were coming in, getting ready for the rest of the week, but the biggest thing is I was probably in the plumbing aisle for half the day today trying to help people, whether they were local farmers or homeowners, try to figure out the most efficient way to get water from point A to point B. You know, a lot of people have a hose spigot that comes through the side of their house, and it's not always super convenient to drag the hose out all the time. So we came up with a couple different ways. There's like a black water line, big coiled black pipe that comes in all different sizes. It starts a half inch, goes all the way up to 2 inch, but generally for gardens and shrubs and flowers and things like that, you would use like a 1 inch or a 3/4. There's ways to adapt that, so you can tie it straight into your hose spigot that's coming from your house. You can bury it, or you can leave it out during the summer, and you can stretch it all the way to wherever your garden is. There's easy ways to do it. They do make what's called a water timer, which actually screws onto the end of your hose spigot, kind of like a timer you'd use for your holiday lights. And you can set a couple different times. If you wanted to tie a sprinkler to the end of that, it would water it during the day when you were gone, save you the hassle of having to do that. So we just came up with a lot of different ways. So just swing into your local Six and Stuff, and we'll figure out how to save you some time and some hassle.
A lot of things going on with gardens these days. A lot of people have already done their planting of, veggies and things like that, and you've talked about how to water them. And how do you keep the critters out of them? Because it's something that's always a popular question.
Yeah, so depending on the type of critter that you're trying to target, I think the raccoons are probably the hardest to keep out. Raccoons, you really have to do like a couple strands of an electric fence, one that's really low to the ground. Sometimes if they're not super determined, which normally they are, you can get away with like a wire fence that they can't get through. But a lot of times they'll dig under it or climb over it. But if it's, deer, rabbits, stuff like that, you can get away with either a tall plastic fence for deer. I know a lot of times you can just actually string up a fishing line, which they can't see. And when they bump into it, it kind of scares them and they run away. Rabbits, they do make a rabbit fencing, which is a larger square towards the top of it, and then really tight mesh on the bottom of it so that they can't get through it. But yeah, raccoons and bears, normally it's an electric fence that's going to keep them from getting into your garden.
My dad was having a nasty squirrel problem for a while. They kept trying to get his tomatoes.
Yeah, well, he needs some pythons. He should call someone down in the Everglades. He can import some pythons and keep those in his garden.
There you go. That's Kyle over at Six and Stuff at Swanton Lumber. Kyle, thank you very much.
Everybody stay cool.